We think that we have solved this most venerable and grand of geographic mysteries.
With those words, Joseph Judge of National Geographic magazine announced a major discovery in American history, the true spot where Christopher Columbus first landed in the New World. And the Geographic's declaration upsets the orthodox assertions of nearly every American history textbook. NPR's Frank Browning has the story.
The orthodox explanation of where Columbus first landed was carved in textbook stone more than 40 years ago by the dean of Columbus historians, Samuel Eliot Morison. Morison declared incontrovertible the evidence that Columbus first set foot on Watling Island in the eastern Bahamas. But if the question were closed for Professor Morison, now dead, it was not for numerous other students of nautical history. For the last 5 years, the National Geographic's Joseph Judge has dispatched teams of historians, oceanographers, archaeologists, and translators to find the true location, and thereby to set straight the first footsteps of the American saga.
The famous fleet of Columbus, the Niña, the Pinta, and the Santa Maria, made its first landfall and its landing in the New World in 1492 at a small island in the eastern Bahamas named today Samana Key.
The basic problem in identifying Columbus's landing point, which he named San Salvador in 1492, is that he left no clear markings. Moreover, the log of Columbus's voyage now exists only in a transcription made by the Spaniard Bartolomé de las Casas, and many of the descriptions are either vague or use archaic terminology. Professor Morison had based his conclusions on a straightforward reading of the log. But he took no account of how Columbus's route would have been affected by constant ocean currents and winds. When the geographic team took the same data and then adjusted them for the effect of wind and current, they arrived at Samana Key, to the southeast of Watling Island. Then, to corroborate their findings, they went to points further down on Columbus's voyage, then backtracked according to the log notations, and again found that they landed not on Professor Morison's Watling Island, but on Samana Key. Once on Samana, the team then returned to Columbus's log to compare what they saw to Columbus's own visual description, recounted here by writer Judge in a film clip.
You need sediments on the ridge behind the beach. Here is the beach, right here. You need a lagoon with a very narrow entrance, and that you have there. You need a piece of land shaped like an island that is not, and that you have there. In other words, every piece of geography that you're seeing before your eyes on this island is described in the Columbus log.
Moreover, a judge's team found archaeological traces of a settlement Columbus had mentioned finding on the actual island. So far, it is too early to know how the geographic's discoveries will affect the literature of professional history. But for those who worry about what may become of the site in an age of overnight historical theme parks, the Bahamian Minister of Education, Paul Adderley, who attended the press conference, assured questioners that the island will be safe. In Washington, I'm Frank Browning reporting.